They become instant classics, don't they?
They do.
Races like that.
They really do. They really do. And I loved reading, I think it was Andy Byers' comment, Stu, on DRF about how, you know, it really showed with so much separation between Bodemeister and a third place horse how tough these two horses are. You know, how they really, it's a great crop of 3-year-olds, that's for sure.
8 3/4 lengths back to Creative Cause.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And then the final time being, I probably have this wrong a little bit, but like 10 lengths faster than a Pimlico Special, right? Or 8 lengths faster or something. That's incredible. So the final time was brilliant and his effort was brilliant.
It's amazing in a race like that where it comes down to 100,000 people are focusing on two horses. I mean, we had our eye on Creative Cause, but then you're just locked in on them.
I know. It is just, obviously for us, it was a dream finish and you know, Bodemeister to run another dynamite race and run second, it's got to be majorly deflating to them because their horse is so brilliant. But I'll have another just determined, and Mario's just cool as they come.
How was it when you came back to the barn and saw what you saw at the stall this morning?
Oh, God, brilliant. To see an empty feed tub and to see I'll have another with so much energy and life in them. It's just like the dream keeps going.
There's so much life that, I mean, deflating rather, that Bodemeister's probably done. That's what Bob was saying.
That's what, yeah, it sounds like they're
good. Are you disappointed in that?
No, not at all. Not at all, no. I mean, a brilliant horse like Bodemeister, you know, the less you have to face a horse like that, the better. But we realize as long as everything keeps going good with us, we still have, you know, some really top horses that are waiting there for us. So it won't be easy, but, you know, this is a special horse. So if he stays injury-free and healthy, I think he's got a big chance.
Describe the morning after being involved in a race like this as opposed to having watched a race like this.
I know, it's incredible. You know, it's hard to explain. And just even coming back to the barn, it was like the craziest, best house party I've ever been part of. I mean, it was like, man, when our parents come home, we're going to be in trouble. I mean, I've never seen that kind of atmosphere, and it's just so cool, and it's all about the horse, and just everyone just having a great time, and so, you know, this morning's been a lot of just reliving what happened late afternoon yesterday. It was just a great time, and the whole Pimlico people have been just done everything to make it that much more special.
You think New York's ready for Team O'Neill?
I don't. I think they have tons of teams there that enjoy what goes on there. But we hope, if all goes well, to our team to go over there and work our butt off and make sure I'll have another and the rest of the horses we have there and are being well taken care of. And then once chores are done, you know, check out what's going on in New York. So we plan on having a good time. And I didn't go to dinner with Paul and Zilla, but the whole team did. And he's already told them, you get the best, most comfortable place you can and to rent. And all you guys are staying there. And you know, let's work hard. And once everything's settled in, let's enjoy our stay there.
What else did you take away from what you did here preparing in Baltimore that you think will help you at Belmont?
Well, I think getting here and getting the horses and crew settled in was huge. You know, when, you know, within 3 or 4 or 5 days, all of us can individually drive to different places and drive back. You just get to know your way around and it just feels like home. So, you know, that, I think that was a huge help. And just having the horse handle the track as well as he did and knowing that he liked the surface was a big confidence boost for us as well.
What's your experience with training horses for a mile and a half?
Well, you know, I think that you just, a horse is either can get it or they can't. You know, it's like, I think Charlie Winningham said this, I'm butchering this, but, you know, you can't take a sprinter and gallop them 2 miles and work them 2 miles and make a route horse, and you can't take a route horse and keep them in a stall and work them 3/8 and make a sprinter. So they are what they are, and I think with a horse like I'll Have Another, we just got to maintain his current exercise, and we all believe he can get a mile and a half.
do you look at a race like that because of the unique distance relatively in this nation and say that maybe because of this horse pace will really make this race? Do you really start to pay attention to who's coming into the race?
No, I think we pay attention to make sure Mario gets a chance to ride at Belmont, because that is a unique oval over there, and you know, everyone keeps talking about how we're the normal 5/8 is at most tracks, or the normal 3/8 is at most tracks. It's like the 5/8 or something. So just getting used to the saving horse. But as you've seen Mario in the first two legs of the Triple Crown, he's been unbelievably patient, almost to the point where we're all need a little heart exam. He's tough on the old ticker. But, you know, so I think we got a perfect rider, but as good and as calm as Mario is, he's still going to need a couple trips around that track to really get comfortable with it, because it's different than anything he's ever seen before, that's
but
for sure.
These other jocks aren't going to make it easy for him either.
No.
You can kind of see that in the first turn last
year. Oh, yeah, he's got a target on his back for sure. And, you know, he's got a good enough disposition where he won't, you know, get in any kind of inner fights within the race, and he'll ride his race, and you know, if he sees some aggressive riding going on, you know, he'll do his best to avoid that and stay clear. And you know, he's not the kind of guy that would get upset and go after another horse in a race or something
silly.
Do you
think that was
like
going on in the first turn yesterday? A
it does look like they were kind of race riding him a little bit, but Mario stayed cool and calm and you know, handled it perfectly.
Baffert called him chilly on the set. Just chilly.
Did he say that?
Chilly.
Yeah.
He said he focused on him the whole way.
Really?
And yes, he did. That's what he said in the post conference.
Wow.
He said, "I focused on him. I want to see what he was doing," and he thought he stayed real chilly.
Wow, that says a lot. Yeah, because you know Bob knows what he's talking about, and he's been very successful. So for Bob to say that means a lot, and I agree with him. I think he's a guy that seems like he's been riding a lot longer, and he's a very confident, humble kid.
Do you have any reason to think that this horse can't get a mile and a half?
No.
He's bred for it, isn't he, Doug?
Yeah, the bottom side. He's got all kinds of distance on the bottom side, yeah. Yep.
Does he have any physical issues,
Doug? Just... he's a big eater, eats a lot, maybe overeating him. He's the kind of horse, if you didn't train him for a couple weeks, he'd probably look like me. But that'd be his only issue right now. So, you know, but with these athletes, as they exercise every day and do what they do, you know, you just got to have guys like Thumper, you know, keeping him open, and Innocencio rubbing his legs and rubbing his body, and Tyler Seren doing his therapy on him. And so it's not something where we just track him and put them right back in the stall. There's a lot of work that goes into it, keeping them loose and sound and happy.
Bottom line, what do you think of the California trifecta?
You believe that? That is awesome. I know. I had so many people from back home text me and just, that was the easiest trifecta I've ever seen. Maybe after the race, but I don't know about before the race, but that was very cool. That gives us a ton of confidence, because even in the Derby and yesterday, as you see him gallop out, he gallops out with energy still. So, yeah, the distance shouldn't be a problem. It's probably more just, again, just staying injury-free and healthy and Mario getting comfortable with the track there. And hopefully the racing gods keep smiling upon us.
And it seems as though he's got the full gallop and that full stride when he's going up against like a Bodemeister who maybe is, you know, maybe striding a half when they're getting down near the wire.
He does. He's got it. We've always been impressed with that. He's always had an amazing stride. And another thing that's so amazing about him is the way he handles all the pressure. I mean, he was so easy to saddle, and he just, you know, it seemed like we were in the saddling area and then on the turf forever yesterday, and he just, you know, handled all of it perfectly. And that is something that's such a huge part of it as well, is that, you know, he can handle all the eyes on him and cameras on him.
3 weeks now. I mean, it's been different all along. Every step of the way, it's different. Now you've got to come together with a plan to prepare him for 3 weeks.
Yeah, which what we saw this morning, that should be fine, you know. And you know, so we'll just have to see how the weather goes there and you know, as far as a training pattern. But, 3 weeks looks good at this point.